Hi, it's Nicola here. Before we get started with the podcast episode, I have some very exciting news to share. My book, The Career Confidence Toolkit, Take Control of Your Career and Fulfill Your Potential, is now available in both paperback and Kindle format. If you find yourself struggling to answer the question, what is it I want to do when I grow up? Or if you find yourself lying awake at night, reflecting on the day, and thinking there's got to be more to life than this, then the Career Confidence Toolkit is for you. The toolkit will allow you to take control and navigate your career with purpose and with passion. My objective is for you to wake up each morning, excited about the day ahead, and going to work with a spring in your step, knowing that your unique talents are being fully utilised and you are achieving your potential. Now, the toolkit is in the format of a book, but it's not just for you to read and then move on. It is a highly practical guide that will not just teach you how to take ownership of your career, it will also reveal the secrets of finding deep satisfaction in the work that you do. It will take you on a step-by-step journey, full of actionable tips and real-life stories from people who have paved their own paths to career happiness. You'll discover how to build an unshakable confidence in your abilities, and you'll also learn how to embrace the ever-evolving world of work and do so with courage and with resilience. You can find the book on Amazon by searching for Nicola Semple, or if you prefer, you can purchase via my website by going to nicolasemple.com/book. I can't wait to hear what you think of it. Hello and welcome to the Career Confidence Podcast, where we explore how you can build your career with confidence in this ever-changing world. I'm your host, Nicola Semple. I work with professional women to help them achieve their career goals, and I also work with organisations to help them develop and retain their talent. Today I'm talking about how to get senior people to notice you and the work that you're doing. This topic came about as a result of a conversation with a client earlier in the week. So she's a director in transaction services. She's been working really hard. She's just delivered a very tricky project. And she knows that she's done a good job, but she doesn't feel like she's getting the recognition that she deserves from the partner that she works for. So just to be clear on what we mean by getting senior people to notice you, it's not just about people knowing who you are. We want to make sure that they're recognising the contribution that you make. Now, your contribution can be task-based. So, for example, like my client who had just delivered this really complex project. She had a job to do and she got it done. But your contribution can also be about a behaviour that you demonstrate consistently. Maybe you're the one who's always supporting team members when they have a difficult time. Or you might be the person that remembers personal details about clients and is brilliant at striking up rapport, and you can really quickly develop great working relationships with people. Everybody in a team has the potential to make a contribution. It doesn't matter about your level of seniority. Even the most junior team member can make a difference. And it's the responsibility of the managers and the leaders in the team to recognise that contribution. But the reality is that people are busy. They often forget to take the time to recognise and celebrate the efforts of others. So I want to share with you some tips on being proactive so that you can get senior people to notice you. So the starting point, and it should go without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway, the starting point is you need to do good work. The foundation of gaining recognition lies in consistently delivering high quality results. So make sure you're doing what's been asked of you and make sure your work is thorough. Meet your deadlines, honour your commitments, and demonstrate professionalism. Show that you are reliable. Show that you've got integrity in everything that you do. If you are consistently delivering and exceeding expectations, then naturally you're going to establish yourself as somebody who's reliable, somebody who's capable, and that will naturally attract attention from senior members of the team. Now, as well as doing what's asked of you, show some initiative. And there's loads of different ways you can do this. So you can spot opportunities, or tackle challenges, or suggest solutions to problems you know the team's facing. Or you can volunteer for leadership roles, or to work on projects that are over and above your normal remit. And showing initiative isn't just restricted to your current role. You can show your willingness to go above and beyond expectations in lots of different ways. So keep yourself updated on what's going on in your industry, and then share that knowledge with your team. If you take the time to go to events or training courses, when you come back, distill your learning and share it with others. You can do things like getting involved with charity events or CSR initiatives. That way you can gain recognition from more senior members of the team. If you can just demonstrate that you're the type of person that rolls up their sleeves and gets involved, you can get things done and you can deliver solutions rather than just unearthing problems. The other thing to consider is about building relationships. The way that you interact with people matters. And when you're engaging with senior members of the team, treat them with respect. Maintain a level of professionalism. That doesn't mean you can't get to know them on a personal level. Absolutely. Talk to them about their family. Talk to them about their interests or where they're going on holiday. But always remember, if you're working in a chain of command and they're in a more senior position to you, then it's wise to maintain a level of professionalism in all your interactions. Ultimately, at some point, they could be the one making decisions about your promotion or your future career prospects, and you want to have made the best impression possible. So when you're interacting with people that are more senior than you, be mindful of how you're communicating. It doesn't matter what level you are in an organisation. The person more senior to you has an even bigger span of control and therefore has more things they need to keep in their brain. So if you want to stand out when you're communicating with them, be concise, be clear. Whether it's through writing, speaking, any other form of communication, articulate your ideas and give them any update you need in the most simple way possible. Also, if you want to get more senior people to recognise the value you bring, sometimes, and this can be uncomfortable for some people, but sometimes you're going to have to tell them specifically about the value you bring. Remember again, they are busy. A project that you've worked on and successfully delivered might feel like a monumental achievement to you, and it is, but it might not even be on their radar. So think through what you want them to know about you and how you can elegantly and humbly ensure they know about it. Nobody likes the cocky team members shouting about how wonderful they are, but there are ways that you can share your achievements that can showcase your ability to deliver tangible results without rubbing people up the wrong way. It could be as simple as copying in your manager to an email when you receive positive client feedback. Or you could provide them with a weekly status update, outlining what you've achieved, as opposed to just the tasks that you've been working on. There are also more subtle ways of getting noticed. And just because they're subtle doesn't mean that they're not effective. One of the things you can do is to recognise co-workers' achievements. Give other people positive feedback about their work. There was some research published in the Harvard Business Review a while back that found that amplifying other people's voices is beneficial to both them, but also to you. It highlights their ideas and their great work, and you can make a great impression as somebody who celebrates the success of others. Now, I'd encourage you to use this technique judiciously. You should only be amplifying the achievements of others if you are genuinely impressed with what they've done. If you aren't, you're going to come across as inauthentic. And at worst, you're going to sound a bit sleazy and a bit tacky. You can also get noticed by taking full accountability for your work, warts and all. So from time to time, we will all make mistakes. The senior leaders in your organisation will have made their fair share of mistakes. You will make mistakes, but what is important is how you handle those mistakes. Take ownership of them. Own up to them. Tell others what you've done and what you're going to do to rectify it. This honesty will demonstrate that you're responsible, that you're self-aware. It'll be clear that you don't try and shift the blame to other people, and that actually you can be trusted because your leader knows that if you make a mistake in the future, you aren't going to try and sweep it under the carpet. So while learning to get noticed by your boss and your boss's boss is important, it can also be powerful to get noticed by your co-workers. If you're somebody that people know and you're a recognisable presence in the team, this is going to naturally help you get noticed by more senior team members. And you can demonstrate that you're dedicated to the success of the team and not just your own personal success. You're a good teammate who people can ask for help. And you can demonstrate you genuinely care about your teammates as people rather than just colleagues. And this in turn helps build better working relationships and a more collaborative, more fun, more pleasant environment to work in. So I'm curious, what are you going to do to help yourself get noticed by more senior team members? Pick one of these strategies, try it out next week, and then drop me an email, nicola@nicolasemple.com, to let me know how you got on. That's all for this week. If you'd like to keep in contact, be sure to download my free guide, Back Yourself, your 7-step plan to build confidence and achieve your career goals, by going to nicolasemple.com/backyourself. As well as getting instant access to the guide, I'll send you my fortnightly newsletter with career confidence hints and tips. And if you'd like a chat about how I could potentially help you to achieve your career goals, you can book a time to talk at nicolasemple.com/chat. Thank you again for listening, and I will talk to you again very soon. Bye for now.